The province and Sea Scheldt Nation are walking back some changes proposed in November as part of the Sea Scheldt Swia Dock Management Plan, DMP, and pausing others as they strike an advisory committee to plot a course forward for the embattled piece of regulation. Advisory Committee. The 1,700-some public comments on proposed changes to the DMP are to be reviewed by an advisory committee and made into a workable plan to move the process forward. That group is to include representation from Sea Scheldt and the province, local governments, local associations and residents at large, including from Pender Harbor, said a March 14 release from the Minister of Water, Land and Resource Stewardship, Nathan Cullen. The group's work is expected to take about 60 days, after which time the province and nation are to finalize the plan. The meetings of the advisory committee will not be public or open to the media, Cullen said at a press conference held in Victoria March 14 with LHEHIWUS Yalks We Mult, Chief Lenora Joe, other representatives of Sea Scheldt Nation and Nicholas Simons, MLA for Powell River Sunshine Coast. Cullen also stated that the full content of the public submissions would not be made public to maintain the privacy of those who submitted comments. He said he had full confidence that the "What We Heard" comment summary document was an accurate representation of the submissions. Dock and boathouse renewals. As for what happens for private saltwater moorages in the SWIA while the plan amendments are being finalized, the release states, owners of existing saltwater docks and boathouses will be able to apply for renewals as currently built. Owners of existing untenured saltwater docks will be able to apply for tenure as currently built and under flexible guidelines. Over time, dock owners will need to demonstrate consistency with the goals of the dock management plan, and as they make improvements to their docks, these will need to be done in keeping with the best management practices. Consistent with provincial policy, no new boathouses will be allowed on private moorages. Freshwater pause. For private dock owners in freshwater, the application of the dock management plan will be paused pending further studies and engagement to further understand the impact of docks in the freshwater environment. Existing tenured and untenured dock owners will be given the same opportunities to apply for tenures that are available for saltwater docks, and tenures for new, unbuilt docks will not be considered in freshwater until studies are complete, the release stated. When Sea Scheldt Nation and my ministry became aware of the concerns raised by dock owners, we took the time and listened to what members of the public were saying, and now we are proposing updates in response to what we've heard, said Cullen. We all care deeply for our coastal waters, and by working together we can protect the environment, respect Sea Scheldt's cultural resources in the Sea Scheldt SWIA, ensure the viability of local businesses, and support people's ability to enjoy their docks. LHEHIWUS Yalks We Mult said, the resources of our SWIA have sustained our people since time immemorial. At the heart of the dock management plan is protection of and restoration of these intertidal resources and cultural belongings. We heard the concerns raised by the public and are making changes. We want to work with dock owners to provide that flexibility, while maintaining the principles that help to protect the resources we all enjoy.